Right, Boris, first of all, very well done to you. And was it about the game today and not the occasion? Did you say that to the players?
I think so, yeah. I think that's a good way of putting it. And I think a few struggle with the occasion, if I'm perfectly honest. You know, you go into the Hereford and Salisbury game, you've got nothing to lose. And then today there's a bit of pride at stake. You know, we were the favourites for the game, there's no doubt about that. And a few froze a little bit and they had nothing to lose. And fair play to Yate, they had a game plan and they had a right go, a bit like us with Salisbury. But we got the 3 points. We sort of, you know, it's the first win for quite a few years. It wasn't a fantastic game, but you know, we both played on Saturday and a few looked leggy. The grass was a little bit long possibly today, and that sort of checked the pitch a little bit. But you know, all you know, and it is a tight pitch here. I think it might have been a bit more expansive game if we were down the road at Lodge Road. But all in all, we've got 3 points. We've got 12 points in total. We would have accepted that at the start of the season. Now we've got to regroup. Have a good week this week and then next week, and then we'll go from there.
You look very brave in your system today. You featured all but 4 strikers, if I'm right in saying. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, Ben Withy was the only one that... Ben Withy was struggling a bit. Ben's done really well for us, playing in a couple of positions. And he did have a slight ankle. I weren't sure, but I always worry that, you know, Sunday it wasn't fine, then this morning it wasn't too bad. And I just thought, I wanted Grosey on the pitch, and I sort of left Liam Minnell out on Saturday so that we could freshen it up. Mm. And Liam, you know, did a job for the team today, in fairness to him, behind the front two. And then Grosey, you know, we didn't get him in the game much, but he could always open the door and all that. And the way they were playing with a flat four, we knew we could do it because they, you know, their right back wasn't pushing forward. So that was okay. And, you know, got away with it and we got the goals and we could have had more. They could have had a couple more, we could have had 3 or 4 more.
Lewis Powell, he got his 6th goal of the season today. How important is it to keep him fit?
Yeah, that's right. And now, you know, even with Lewis, he's not 100% fit and he's got 6 goals. Fantastic. So, you know, we'll make it hard for him on the next couple of sessions. And, you know, a couple of them have got to work at a game. You know, in fairness to him, like a couple of them, you know, Lewis Powell isn't 100%. Jack Harris definitely isn't 100%. Dale Evans isn't 100%. But they missed pre-season, those 3. So to have 12 points, that is a massive plus. And don't forget, we've lost Tom Parinello. We've lost Kerry Morgan. We've lost George Lloyd. So to have those points, you know, normally with Mangersfield, it's always hard luck stories. And, you know, we've gritted him well. So let's look at the positives. Yes, we can do better. But, you know, we got 12 points and now we've got to kick on. Simple as that.
Mm. Ollie May, you got his first goal of the day. I think you might know him. Are you proud for him more especially?
Yeah, but I'm not proud. You know, I'm pleased for him. He done really well. You know, good reverse pass with his left foot. But, you know, as I said to the TV cameras, he needs to take a leaf out of Lewis Powell's book. And if he's a bit more ruthless, he could have had 3 or 4 today without a shadow of a doubt. Mm. But, you know, he did a job for the team. He's got to learn the ugly side of the game is when we come under the cosh, getting hold of the ball on the halfway line, sort of middle third of the pitch. But, you know, he's only 18, so we'll let him off that. He's helped us out again. He goes back to Forest Green after this because we haven't got a game Saturday. He is going back to Forest Green. And, you know, that's up to Liam, Kerry Morgan, who should be back for the 17th, and Ryan Barth when he comes back to stake a claim for their places.
Will you be watching Made in Bristol tonight?
Yeah, I would have thought so. We got the win, didn't we? So I'm definitely not going out after the weekend I've had, playing a charity game yesterday. So yeah, it'd be good to see the goals. And you know, it's the first time for a few years we've beaten them. We've got them in a trophy in about a month's time, is it? And you know, hopefully we can get a result there as well.
Boris, thank you very much.